listening to The Gender Rebels.
I'm Kathleen, a cis woman and ally.
And I'm Faith, a trans woman.
Gender Rebels is a question and answer podcast that explores life outside the gender binary.
A big thanks to our Patreon supporters.
If you'd like to support the show, go to patreon.com/genderrebels.
Hey everyone, I'm Kath.
And I'm Faith.
Hey Faith, I got a question.
Yeah, what's your question?
Part of eradicating injustice is about being aware of our own privilege and our own blind spots. So I don't like to think that I am, but I know that in some ways I'm racist. And I don't like to think that I am, but I know that in some ways I'm sexist. And I have to be alert to that and aware of this.
I think everyone has these kind of natural inclinations, whether that's because we're, you know, within group versus outside group differences, mm-hmm. deep in our evolutionary history, or mm-hmm. whether that's society putting that pressure on us. Either way, we all have to be conscious of racism, sexism, ableism, things mm-hmm. like this that mm-hmm. just exist. And it's something you have to combat, I think, every day. You
it's
have
to
sit there and just be like, hey, wait, that's
alert
not
to it. It's yeah. important to be awake to it.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's hard.
It is.
Because you have to face unpleasant things about yourself.
Yeah.
You have to. That's the only way that there's ever going to be mm-hmm. any change. Let's talk about internalized transphobia.
Ooh, internalized transphobia. That's a good one.
Actually, that wasn't really a question. Do I need to phrase that as a question, or can we just go?
I think we can just go with that.
Okay.
We'll try to phrase it as a question a little bit.
Like, can we talk about internalized transphobia?
Yes, we can.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. Bye. Are trans folk hard on each other? Are they too hard on each other, or are they holding each other to realistic standards sometimes? Are you all clocking each other? Do you feel that any trans folk make your life harder? Do you represent some trans folks who, for example, aren't fighting for trans rights or are doing nothing but fighting for trans rights and
yeah.
frankly won't shut up about it? Madeline, what do you think?
Well, I think it's absolutely true, because oftentimes what we see in others and judge others for is a reflection of how we see ourselves.
100%. What we hate about ourselves.
Yes.
Yeah.
We tend to see in others, and it bothers us more in others. And I know I've dealt with internalized transphobia. Often. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that's just because I'm like not a nice person.
Yeah, that's true. I'm not sure if you listeners have figured this out, but Faith is a misanthrope.
I'm a misanthrope.
Yeah.
I tend to be kind of a little negative when it comes to, because introversion kind of also doesn't help that.
Yeah, yeah, they go together yeah, nicely, although
they
not
do.
All introverts are misanthropes, not all misanthropes are introverts, blah,
yeah.
blah, blah.
So I do experience things like that where when I see, for me, transgender women, for instance,
mm-hmm.
I do kind of get, I'm going to get a little stereotypy, but I'm going to.
Okay.
It's part
stereotypes
of a, it's part of a
larger
discussion
yeah,
of this.
Yeah.
Hopefully, you know, I think everyone can accept this, but there are some trans girls who go way out of their way to be like uber femme.
Okay.
Hardcore, you know, Barbie dolls.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And God bless them. They
cool.
do it well,
yeah,
but
yeah,
sometimes you have to kind of, like, sometimes I kind of, like,
yeah. Like, when I see Kardashians, and I'm like, some people think women are like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so, it's the same thing with, like, I judge myself for this, because it's partly something that doesn't make me comfortable about myself,
mm-hmm.
and something I have to deal with, but, like, I've gone to trans meetups, or I've met trans people who, sometimes I want to just be like, can you please put some more effort into this?
No.
Like, you know,
like they just appear like a guy but want to be called Bethany.
Yeah, something like that. Everyone's transition is different.
Of course.
I don't know people's struggles. This is me. I'm being open and honest about the thoughts that I have
mm-hmm.
that I know are not good. And so I don't want people to think this is the only thing I think and that I judge people all the time. But no, I'm being honest. I'm being completely honest about this. And when we're completely honest with ourselves, we have to admit sometimes we're all shit.
Mm.
And this is me admitting shit moments, okay? This mm-hmm. is not me glorifying this. This is not me praising this. This is me admitting shit moments.
She's a misanthrope across the board. Sometimes she hates herself too.
But when I see, like, okay, so the opposite end of the spectrum from the Barbie dolls are the trans girls who are like, not bothering to do anything with their voice
mm.
or, you know, just slap some eyeliner in a ponytail, bottom mm. ponytail, not a top ponytail, bottom ponytail, and like, you know, not bothering to do anything with their voice and, like, you know, just, mm-hmm. I'm like, that's it. And be like, hi, you know, and I'm like, and still kind of like act kind of very masculine, okay. as in like, a, you know, taking up space or sure. talking over other people sure. or being very opinionated or, you know, just like bro-ish kind mm-hmm. of things. Mm-hmm. And I see that and I'm like, come on, try harder. So at this, at one point, at one end of the spectrum, I'm looking at Barbie doll trans girls and being like, can you tone that down a little bit? You're mm-hmm. making us all look like we're shallow, you know, vain, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. image obsessed, you know,
superficial
people. And on the other hand, I'm like, can you please try a little harder? So basically, I'm going to just be upset with anyone who's not me exactly.
Yeah. Well, yeah. then, you know, to circle back on a really interesting mm-hmm. point you brought up earlier, we hate in others what we hate in ourselves.
Exactly.
So do you ever sometimes think, oh, I'm going too far into the femme, or oh, I'm not even putting forth effort? Like, do you think this comes from something internal?
I think it does. Yeah. I think it definitely does. And I think also I worry about how things reflect on me, because what people see of trans women does affect their perception of me.
Mm-hmm.
And can. To whatever degree, I'll say can, you're mm-hmm. right, can, because quite frankly, I think the vast majority of people aren't putting the kind of thought into it that LGBTQ people do.
Yeah.
They don't care. They have their one opinion about trans people. You know, they'll either see the Barbie doll and be like, whatever, that doesn't conform with my previous ideas, so I'll, you know, ignore that. Or mm-hmm. they'll see something and be like, that conforms to my previous ideas, so I'll accept it.
Yeah, yeah.
I think they don't put much thought into it. Being out, like, for instance, this is another, like, internalized transphobia thing. It's like being out with a trans person, like, their level of passing is like, if they're better than me, I'm going to be like, oh my God, I'm making her look bad.
Mm.
I'm exposing her. I'm giving people a clue to clock her.
Right. They wouldn't have if I hadn't been here manning the place up.
Yeah.
Got it.
And then if they don't pass as well as me, I'm like, then I'm like, you are giving me a bad.
I would be fine if you weren't here.
Yeah. You're exposing me now. Yeah. So that's also, I think, again, not something I'm proud of, but these are thoughts that I have that I try to push down and ignore.
Sure, sure. Yeah. Well, that can sort of be a safety issue. Mm-hmm. I mean, passing in general can be a safety issue.
But it's also...
This happens when it's not a safety
this
concern.
This happens, yeah.
Yeah, I get you.
And it's, you know, the same thing with, like, before I transitioned. Like, I actually had been friends with or knew some trans girls mm-hmm. back then.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing. Just like, you know... People would know that I'm trans because, like, why else would I be friends with a transgender girl except to be, you know, except that I was trans or I, you know, so things like that.
I see.
They could definitely, like, reflect on me in a way that I wasn't ready for or mm-hmm. things like that. Mm-hmm. So that's another thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think there's also, I think one can also get a little, like, beflustered when other trans people, like you said, are, like, taking, like, the politics or the... You know, the resistance, the fight mm-hmm. a little too hard.
Sure.
Because sometimes you're like, this doesn't have to be what this is all about. Can I just be trans and, like, disappear?
Mm-hmm.
Other times, though.
You resent people who disappear. Melt into that life and don't write letters or call their senators or help mm-hmm. out troubled youth or have a podcast.
There's also a thing with stealth. For those who don't know, stealthing is like when you completely fit in and pass as cis 100% of the time.
Everyone you know knows that you are your gender of presentation and don't know anything about how you were born or raised.
For some people, that's the ultimate goal. Mm-hmm. As I get more and more into my transition, that becomes less and less of a goal for me because, like, I think I'm just kind of, you know, I'm out as trans a lot, and, mm-hmm. but it's also, I have a fucking trans podcast and a trans YouTube channel.
Gender Rebels
YouTube.com/Gender Rebels link down below. And I have a blog about being trans. So it's
And you
kind
wrote
of,
a novel about being trans. I wrote trans. A novel American about, Trans Girl available on Amazon.
Link down below. But the point is that, you know, I can't really be stealth. But I know
You're
some,
not really trying to be stealth.
I'm not really trying to be stealth. I don't think I could anyway. I'm too tall. But the point is, some trans people are very outspoken politically.
And they're right. There's a lot of shit that trans people still have to put up with.
And they, I know, can kind of resent people who are stealth mm-hmm. and be like, come on,
you got a stake in this. You've been through this. You know what it's like. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's tricky. So it's so tough.
Yeah. I mean, it's not necessarily, you get to be annoyed at people. I'm annoyed at people so much, so often.
Yeah.
Not you, but everyone else. You can be annoyed at people. That's okay. But it's when it's some sort of specific thing like this, it's just about you being aware of it and alert to it and checking your behavior. I should not be lecturing you on this. Wow.
No, but you're right.
I might cut that out. I sound like a real shit there.
Here's how to not be transphobic.
Jeez. No, but the point is that I think in my own dealings, you know, with what I consider internalized transphobia, it's all about my frustration with other people not living up to my own personal expectations of what a transgender person should or shouldn't be like.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not healthy. That's the same basically of every kind of ism, whether it's racism or sexism. It's your frustration with other people not living up to what you think they should be doing. Yeah.
Hmm.
And I think that's something that we all just have to be able to like spot and think about and separate the people from their category, separate the people from their identity, the people from the group they fit in, because people are individuals. It's a phrase I learned in psych class long ago that was actually, it was talking about genders, men and women, but there is more within group difference than between group difference, meaning that if you graph intelligence, you know, or math scores for women and men,
or height or cholesterol levels or preference for coconut on your
hot dogs.
Yeah.
That's gross. Don't do that. But there's more within, meaning that within one of those categories, like men, there's going to be more difference in general than
the average difference of the women and the men.
Yeah. There's actually much more overlap than people think. So it's just, we have to think about people complexly. Like John Green said, imagine others complexly. You have to. And understand that when you have those moments of being a shit, and we all do, we all do. Mm-hmm. It's so natural as a being a human being to just kind of be like, we get in moods.
Yeah.
Our brain likes shortcuts. This is something our brain really loves. We learn by shortcut. Our brain's like, I don't want to think about all Asian people as individuals. That takes too much computing power.
Right.
There's these
handy stereotypes I could use. Yeah.
And that's kind of been reinforced. That's something that's helped us survive for millions of years. And quite frankly,
the brain is wired for survival, not for, you know, picking up tiny details and differentiating subtle differences.
The problem is being a shit had survival value.
Yes.
So we're stuck with it.
We are the result of generations of shit.
Is that in the lizard brain?
I mean, fear's in the lizard brain. They've done some studies about brain activation and perception of race, and it's like very controversial stuff because it's like, oh, are we hardwired to be racist? Therefore, is it natural to be racist? You know, people will run with your results in
the worst of all possible ways.
Yeah. It's about difference. We have learned to fear what is different.
Whatever part of our brain has learned to fear the different, we also have this big old frontal lobe located conveniently in front.
In the front, yes.
And that thing is smart enough and wrinkly enough to be able to like think through this and realize that every trans person is not the same. Mm-hmm. Every trans person is not you. This is something, actually, a YouTuber I like, V-Heart. She's like, she does cool math YouTube.
Hmm.
Yeah, link down below. But she did a great video. This is what I'll link to. About her coming to the realization that other people aren't her. And this is something we all have to think about. Because you think like, okay, I don't like chocolate ice cream. Do other people like really like it? Or are they just pretending to like it?
Yeah, I feel that way about sports.
Yeah.
And most music.
Yeah. Are they just pretending to like it to be cool or something like that? And you have to think about it and be like, they're not you. Other people aren't you. This seems like the most elementary thing in the world, but it's like actually kind of hard to wrap your mind around because that's the way our brain also takes this shortcut.
Yeah.
Brains are lazy.
Yeah. We project. We assume everyone is the same as us. This is why your mom wants you to put on a sweater when she's cold.
Yeah. That's something you just have to think through. And there's another part of the coin.
Another part of the coin?
Make a phrase.
Is it
up.
The edge?
Yes.
The beveled edge?
There's another piece of this internalized transphobia, and that is being down on yourself for being trans. So this internalized transphobia makes you kind of dislike other trans people for whatever reason and forever, however fleeting that thought is. But there's also hating yourself for being trans. And that's something I think all trans people also kind of have to deal with a little bit.
I hadn't thought of that. Just because of cultural programming?
Cultural programming, I think, plays a huge factor. I dealt with this. I don't really have this part of internalized transphobia anymore.
Mm-hmm.
When I was really experiencing this, I didn't quite even understand what trans anything was.
Yeah, yeah.
I knew I identified like kind of as a crossdresser, but of course I'm talking when I was like 12 or 13
sure.
years old.
Mm-hmm.
Growing up evangelical, I knew this was sinful,
of course.
And I felt very guilty about it.
You
and
should. It's sinful.
Beyond just like urges to dress up female,
mm-hmm.
I had, you know, I would go to sleep every night and just like dream up wonderfully convoluted plans that would enable me to magically become female the next day.
Mm-hmm.
I should come up with a list of those.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Science, magic pebble.
Science, God, magic, all kinds of stuff. Okay. None of it ever worked. But the point was,
science is working.
I remember praying to like, just make my transness go away.
Mm.
I didn't even know what it was. I didn't.
You just knew it was wrong.
I knew it was sinful and wrong.
Even though no one like talked about it, no one said it's sinful to want to be a girl. Is there anything in the Bible about like the man who wears the dress of a woman?
Yeah,
that's
in Leviticus. That's in Leviticus. It's actually right next. This is in my book, but it's actually right next to what to do if you find a bird's nest. This is obviously very important stuff for them.
Step one, don't put on a dress. Step two, pick up birds.
Let's talk bird nests. So I dealt with that a lot. Just
okay.
like just a kind of feeling of shame from it.
Even though other than Leviticus, no one
Well, I knew being
said.
Gay was sinful because
yeah.
that was all okay. over the place. And my dad was a huge fucking homophobe.
Okay.
Still is a huge fucking homophobe. He has a trans daughter now. How you like them apples, Dad?
Hi, Mr. DeBrook.
So that's a tricky thing. Like, it's so hard. One of the hardest things in the world. This is a hard, by the
mm-hmm.
way, is like to understand your own self-worth and that you have value.
Mm-hmm.
Being trans is not something you chose. And this is the important thing about isms,
mm-hmm.
about racism, sexism, all this shit. Even if you're a misanthrope and you hate all of humanity,
woo.
You can't actually, you should never look down on someone for something they can't choose about themselves.
Of course.
And being trans is something you can't choose. You don't get to pick whether you're trans or not. It's just kind of in your brain and you
mm-hmm.
can't help it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you feel shame, if you feel internalized self-hatred because of your transgender feelings, please just know that this is not anything you've done wrong. This is not a sin. This is just the way you naturally are.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a choice you made. It's just something that happened. It's like how you like chocolate ice cream. Or maybe you prefer vanilla or something.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a sin.
It's just what you got.
It's just what
you
got.
Born.
It's no more wrong than having blue eyes or brown eyes or green eyes.
Mm-hmm.
It's no more wrong than that. It's just that natural. You can't help it.
You're awesome. Not despite your transgenderism, but because of your transgenderism.
But even that is going a little far.
Yeah?
Yeah. I want to say just normal. You're normal.
Everyone should think they're awesome.
Should they, though?
I mean,
we can't all be special.
No, I don't think I'm special, but
yeah.
I think I'm awesome.
You're awesome.
I'm ordinary, but I
I'm sure they're awesome
function.
In their own way.
I manage to not punch people in the face every day.
I mean, if having trans feelings, it was natural, it can't be a positive. It can only be a negative. Just like having blue eyes isn't a positive. It's just how you're born. It's just a factor.
But it's neither a positive nor a negative.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay,
so that's the same thing with trans stuff.
It could never be a positive. It can only be a negative. No.
Okay. It's neutral. Being trans is neutral. It's
mm-hmm.
neither positive nor negative.
Okay.
I don't want you creating a bunch of like trans Ubermensch out there who think they're somehow better.
Ubermensch und Uberfrau.
Yeah. Who think they're somehow better
I
because
they're
trans.
I think they're better. And I think a lot of it has to do with coming up from behind, figuring this shit out, having that personal and inner resolve.
Yeah. I think it can definitely help you develop strengths,
mm-hmm.
but I don't think it is in itself a strength any more than like any other natural born thing you have is a strength or a weakness.
I guess.
We all have various strengths and weaknesses born with these neutral traits
mm-hmm.
that are neither good nor bad. And being trans is one of those. It's just a natural part of who you are and you should never feel shame for that. And I say that as someone who did feel shame and got over it, but it took years.
How'd you get over it? Reading about it?
Just reading about it and reading other people's stories. And I still, to this day, carry a little bit of like internalized shame. over being trans.
I'm sad to hear that.
It's tough. It's so hard to overcome that upbringing.
I know, but I mean, of all the challenges that go along with this, I don't want you to have to deal with that too.
Well, that's life. I mean,
this is how I want it. Fix it.
Yes.
I want it to be different. Make it different.
So, internalized transphobia.
Internalized transphobia is
never really a good thing. And I think the key to all of this is using your big frontal lobe, using your intellectual faculties instead of your emotional faculties.
Engage the override. If you notice yourself looking down on someone for something you might even hate about yourself, just stop. What's the thing I read today? People judge others by their actions, but they judge themselves by their intentions.
Yes.
You don't know what they intend. If it doesn't bother you or it doesn't affect your life, let people be whatever they want to be. Let them be butterfly Barbies, or let them be super tough activist types who never shut up. Cool. Do it. Live your life. That's awesome.
Yeah. So live your life. That's awesome. And, you know, hey, try to do less internalized transphobia.
Fix it. Thanks, Faith.
Yeah. Thanks, Kath.
Hope you enjoyed the show.
All right, everyone.
Talk to you next time. Okay. Bye.
If you've enjoyed this episode and want to help us keep making more great content, go to patreon.com/genderrebels.
We have many different levels of support and lots of great rewards,
including drinks with the Gender Rebels at Stonewall.
Please leave a 5-star review on iTunes. That makes it easier for other people to find us.
And send your questions to questions@genderrebels.com or find us on Twitter @TheGenderRebels.
Music for The Gender Rebels is by Jasper the Colossal. Follow the link down below or download them on iTunes today.
And for all our episodes, visit genderrebels.com.
The Gender Rebels is a
Comeback Sync
production, copyright 2017, all rights reserved.
And to all you Gender Rebels out there, keep rebelling.
Bye.
Bye. It's a very big kind of other people. My, sorry, I'm trying to articulate
no
this.
Rush. Yeah.